all the world's religions will sort of fit this into their existing dogma in one way or another. And yeah, I think a lot of these arguments that society can't handle the truth and we're all going to be too shook up by this, I don't think that holds up at this day and age.
Well, this presidency has been the age of disclosure, and I think we should just keep it going. The more we know,
absolutely.
I think we just have to follow the truth wherever it leads us.
All the religions.
What do you make of all this? Do you think it's just promotion for Spielberg's new movie?
I don't know. It's, you know, obviously everyone's Project Bluebeam, Project Bluebeam. I don't think it's a distraction from the Epstein files because, you know, that's obviously what the left is decrying it as. I think it is a setup, perhaps, as, you know, so what was 9/11? Really, 9/11 was an excuse to pass the Patriot Act and to get us into a Middle Eastern war for 20 years to assert our dominance and secure oil. I think this could be a setup for the reunification of, this could be the thing that unites us all, or that could be what it's being designed to be, is look, there's aliens and we gotta band together and protect ourselves from them. Stage a little attack. You got, Will Smith pushing them out in his fighter jet. What do you know? 9/11 the United States reunifies. We get back together. I don't know.
What do you think? I don't know either. I think it all just goes away eventually. I don't think we get any Oval Office visits with the representative from Zyklon 4 or any other planets out there. I don't think you get the videos of Trump showing, trying to embarrass the representatives of the Intergalactic Council. I think it's just content.
Probably right. What is interesting is when he says, you know, I want to see higher quality footage. It reminds me of an old Mitch Hedberg joke when he's talking about Bigfoot. You know, every photograph of Bigfoot is blurry. He's like, I'm starting to think Bigfoot's just a blurry dude. You can't get him in focus. It's him. I don't know. Oh, gross.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. Here's what I do know, though. I think if you have an opinion, you MMO listeners out there have an opinion on this, you should send us some money and let us know what that is. Why are we learning about aliens? Yeah. 2222. That's the alien donation. Send us $22.22. And let us know what you think about the aliens. What's the scheme behind it? For $222.22, we'll let you record a 5-minute clip and we will play it on the show. John,
I don't know about 5 minutes. Come on now, don't sell us out that cheap. 5 minutes?
$100 per minute.
What about 2 minutes and 22 seconds?
There you go. $222.22 will get you a 2 minute and 22 second clip on the MMO show where you discuss aliens or anything else. You know what? If you send us $222, you can say, within reason.
To keep it within the ethic.
Yeah, within the UK free speech laws. I don't know. I want to thank everyone that came out tonight. Everyone that donated. Serpent. Pricktor. Weirdo. Eric PP streaming along. Everybody. It's always appreciated. Thank you. Eli the coffee guy and Serpent saved the show. Last minute unexpected donations. Thank you so much.
Thank you indeed.
From St. Louis, Missouri, I've been Dan Gehring.
And from America's South Coast, I've been John G. Dew.
Stay frosty. Keep your eyes on the sky. You might see an alien. Keep that steel in your hand, because they might be susceptible to 9mm rounds being fired at them. Man, I hope our guns work against aliens. Pray to God that our guns work against aliens. MMO, out. All right, that was a show.
Was.
That was fun. Let's see, yeah. Do the old title list. Oh, our URLs are now being hosted by Cloudflare, as opposed to the WordPress name servers. So everything should resolve faster.
Okay.
Usually I wouldn't do that on a show day, but I did it with my other URL, which shall remain nameless. And it worked out great, so I just did it with MMO. Late emoji. Honky virus. Hemorrhagic. Booty Boonjo. Gonorrhea. The disease front. Go talk to girls. You're not in the goo. Creedal Nation. Yes or no, colon penis. denialist. What's denialist? Fresh content. You are a fagay. And regular Swedish guy. I like the regular Swedish guy. It's funny. We got an email from Chuckum Long, and it says, John, did you know they nuked Mississippi?
Yes, I did know that.
They nuked Mississippi?
Mm-hmm.
When?
It was an underground nuclear test in the 60s, I believe.
That's like when the U.S. nuked Spain. Podcasting for Dummies. And Belgium waffles. I just love that. Did you know they nuked Mississippi?
Do we have any opening marks?
I think I put the marker down once or twice for something or other.
Christ is king.
That's definitely what I was trying to mark. Nailed it. Just like it. You could place it there.
It also sounds like somewhere that you might be bleeding from if you get this.
Yeah. The old bloody boondy boojo. No. That's a no for me, dog. I like Christ is king. I don't think we're going to do better than that.
Okay, well, I don't think so either. And looked him in the eyes and said,
just want Christ is king?
Christ is king. Christ is king. Christ is king. Christ is king.
Oh, somebody said, this one too. Let's see. Do it in the parking lot of some concert.
Well, I like that. That definitely is. Hey, man, what is that? Yeah. Oh, dude, that's my Bindi Booja.
There's that one too.
I still like Christ is King in the Chinese voice.
Christ is King. Let me grab it. Right there. Perfect. You're listening to
is now live.
That's right. It's May 19th, 2026. You're listening to MMO. Oh, I was like realizing three things at the same time. So.
And we could tell.
Yeah.
Continue checking. Continue one. Continue two.
Time when we will choose the course of our future. It must be.
I can't remember the last time we've had two false starts. Well, I guess we didn't have a second one. We just kind of.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Christ is King.
It must be quite apparent by this time to any thinking individual.
Boom. Nailed it. Okay, what about titles?
You have to read them again for me.
Sure. Late emoji, honky virus, hemorrhagic, booty boonjo. Gonorrhea, the disease front, go talk to girls, you're not in the goo, Creedle Nation, yes or no, penis, denialist, fresh content, you are a fagay, and regular Swedish guy.
I don't know. I don't really like any of those.
You don't like regular Swedish guy?
I mean, we can use that. That's fine.
Christ is King. Anyone in the chat room have any preferences? No. Okay. Regular Swedish guy it is.
Very good.
And they agree. Regular Swedish guy it is. Thank you, Serpent. Or should I say, thank you, Associate Executive Producer of MMO number 219. It wasn't a particularly unhinged show. Well, I guess that's good in its own right, huh?
I think so.
You're really focusing on that game of Minesweeper over there.
I wish I still played Minesweeper. I liked Minesweeper.
I don't even know if I have it on my computer. I don't. Damn. It was Sudoku before Sudoku existed.
I do like Sudoku, too. Crisis King.
It must be quite apparent.
Crisis King.
I think we used the Eggo, the Eggo waffle. Yeah.
I'd be down.
Get any more?
Nope, just that.
Ooh, I need to drop my show notes.
Did you listen to the clip of
yeah, I did.
The NA guys?
Yeah.
That was pretty funny. Hans von Spakovsky. I think Adam says Spankovsky.
Spankovsky. Which is funny.
Yeah, even John G. Even Dvorak giggled. I was like, that's a good show title then.
Yeah. Yeah. Drop these show notes.
Oh, God.
That was rather aggressive.
Yeah, it's when I play back the recording. I have to turn on one audio channel, which happens to be my main computer audio channel. Should probably change that, but for 219 episodes, it's served us well. Boop doo, boop doo. Let's see what those bull after bull guys are doing.
All right, I need to go get prepared for the arrival.
You need to prepare your body?
Well, just my daughter's room.
Oh, she sleeps in there, the where you do the podcast.
Well, the room next to it.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yes, this will be a non-issue once we move into the new place.
I'm excited. I'm excited for the new John G. Doo studio. Maybe we get you on camera.
Maybe. Maybe. We've got a safe room, and I'm considering if the internet's really good, which I think it would get pretty cold in the wintertime down there, but if the internet's really good, I think it'd be cool to be coming to you from the safe room.
Like, when you say safe room, is it like you go in there and you can like lock the door?
Or well, you can lock the door. The door is the weakest point. It's more of a storm shelter room. Gotcha. It's more of a ground level
panic room is what I was looking for.
What were the You know, you think about your classic kind of European-style house that has the doors that you open up and you can walk down into like a root cellar.
Oh, yeah, yeah, a cellar.
It's more like a cellar, but it's completely cinder-blocked, and the floor of the first floor of the house is above you.
I believe in the favelas of Brazil, they just call that a home.
yeah. But it serves as the kind of like yard work storage room.
Sure.
You know, you keep all the extra roofing materials and things you would use to fix up the house in there so that they're not in a room in the house. So, yeah, I call it the safe room, but I've never had a safe room, which is why I call it a safe room.
Before I had kids, I wanted to do a podcast in the garage and call it like Garage Radio, and it was going to be V for V Music, where I just played songs that I liked. And I was doing it through the lowest level of podcasting equipment you could wrap your head around. USB mic, Raspberry Pi, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But no, I have kids, and that idea will never see the light of day. Because a garager is like a beer that you drink in the garage, and I just think a show surrounding that vibe would be awesome. You're listening to Garager Radio, another cold one for your ears.
And your stingers before the music is like just random clattering of trash.
Clattering of trash and the You can hear the
power tools,
cooler door opening and closing, and then the fresh crack of a cold one. Roger radio. I don't know. I just thought that would be fun. When I was like, I got all this podcast and shit, man, I should probably do more podcasts. And then I was like, am I Darren O'Neill? Do I need to have multiple podcasts?
Hey, I love the MMO show.
Yeah, there you go. Alrighty. I think we've got everything. Got title. We've got your show notes. I think we're good to go.
Okay. Well, good show. Again, been on a little bit of a streak.
I agree. It's been fun.